Other calls I get are often about using Avastin and Tarceva together. I'll tell you, I get calls not only from clinicians, but from investigators. It seems like that combination is just being used everywhere. What makes sense, you know, that here are two agents, which, you know, at the time that we set out to do these trials, that was, I remember myself, Alan Sandler, and Bob Mass got together about 4 years ago over breakfast at a lung cancer meeting. And when we talked about doing this, you know, our goal of doing this was to pilot the combination of two targeted agents so that we could then add chemotherapy on in the future. And it always bothered me a little bit that, you know, here we were going to target therapy and have fewer side effects, and the goal was going to be then to add back all the chemotherapy. And of course, the adding of the chemotherapy became less interesting when the ERISA studies, the INTACT studies, and the Tarceva studies, the TRIBUTE studies, didn't show the agents added to chemotherapy, that being the EGFR inhibitors. And then the Avastin Tarceva, you know, sort of made some sense. Neither agent was approved or had positive data in lung cancer at that point. But, you know, it actually looked pretty good. And with a median survival in second or more lung cancers, half second, the rest third or more, of 12.6 months, granted only at MD Anderson and Vanderbilt, all patients with non-squamous tumors, all patients without brain mets. But still, you know, a number that made people sort of take note. And now, both agents now, one approved, one looking good, you know, meaning that there's survival data in lung cancer randomized studies. This is a combination that's really taken off. Now, my conclusion in our paper was this needs phase 3 study, and that's what's happening right now. There's a big study ongoing in the United States called the Beta 2 Lung Trial, which is actually taking patients in the second-line setting and randomizing them to Avastin Tarceva versus Tarceva. But now people are using it in clinical trials as neoadjuvant therapy, adjuvant therapy, maintenance therapy. And I often will get calls from physicians in the community wanting to ask how to use this combination. Should they use it? Should they add it to Tarceva in someone who might be progressing? Should they use it as standard second-line therapy? And what I try to do is encourage them to go to the trial because, you know, clearly the only way we're going to make progress is to do these combinations in the clinical study. But occasionally someone's not a candidate for a study or they've had one too many prior therapies. And then I'll advise, you know, as to how we've done it and refer them to our paper.
Now, in the group that gets randomized to the Tarceva, are they then able to cross over or have it added in, have the bevacizumab added in?
No, there's no crossover in that study. What happens in practice, you know, is something we can't legislate. You bring up, you know, a key point now as we try to move this field forward. It becomes harder and harder to do survival studies in lung cancer, especially if you're doing second-line trials as some of these agents become commonly available. You know, so this is going to be a major issue. Time to progression is not always an approved endpoint for a drug approval, and it's a tough endpoint because it requires auditing of scans, and to see small differences in time to progression, you also have to scan quite frequently. But I think that we're going to have to start looking at time to progression as a major endpoint because now there are 3, 4, 5 different agents that one can get in lung cancer. And, you know, without giving too many specifics, I've noticed in some of the trials we've been involved with differences in how patients do based on geography. And one hypothesis you could make is in Europe, for example, versus the U.S., the second and third line treatments might be different. You know, in some U.S. clinics, you hear about fourth, fifth, sixth line patient therapy. In some centers, they might not be as aggressive. They might very quickly move more toward a palliative setting. It could be its practice patterns. It could be resources. It could be cultural.
Where is accrual with that study right now? When do you think it's going to be reporting?
Well, that study still has more than a year or so to go. It just opened this summer. The startup meeting was around June 10th.
So it'll be a year before the accrual is done and then another couple years after that?
Well, you know, again, always being an optimist, I would hope that a study like this would accrue quickly. The biggest threat to accrual of a study like this would be, it's a good one, is that the Avastin is being used up front.
Right.
But then again, there are going to be patients who are not eligible for the drug up front. And this study is open now. I would encourage people who are hearing this to look for this study. And certainly if you can't find it by other means, just please contact me and I'll try to help you out as well.